Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gratitude Gems Meditation, February 2016. Clarity of thinking. If you can do so safely, gently close your eyes and rest into the chair in which you are sitting. Take a breath in. Breathing in and breathing out deeply, releasing any tension in your mind, body, or spirit. Feeling the oxygen fill your lungs, and feeling the exhalation as your lungs decrease and the chest collapses, allowing the smooth, relaxed, steady rhythm of your breathing center you, calm you. Envision a bright white light from above your head shining down upon you. As this light touches your head, feel a wave of relaxation extending from above to below. Feel your head, neck, and shoulders relax. Allow this white light to penetrate through your skull and to relax your brain and your mind, your eyes, your jaw, feeling relaxed. Allow this wave of relaxation to extend down your arms as they rest in your lap or on the chair. Allow them to go limp. Feeling the wave of relaxation continuing down your torso through your abdomen, through your lower back, feeling relaxed, allowing the wave of relaxation to extend down your legs, beyond your knees, calves, and through your feet, feeling relaxed as they rest upon the floor. Relaxed. Bring to mind someone or something in which you are grateful for. A loved one, a child, parent, spouse, friend. Allow the gratitude to expand within your heart center. Feeling love and gratitude expanding, filling your chest, filling your torso. Yes, gratitude expanding, perhaps bringing a smile to your face as you think about your loved one. Allow that energy of gratitude to expand, fill your entire body, radiate out into your world as you are a gratitude radiator. As you radiate out gratitude, you affect those in your life. As you are radiating out in gratitude, you help your mind to clear the brain fog that sometimes exists. For gratitude is a higher energy thought than worry, doubt, or dread. When we focus on gratitude, we clear our mind of those lower energy vibrations. We allow that gratitude to enrich our lives and clear our head. For when we are grateful, there is no time or place for worry. For we are appreciating that which we have, or that which we are wanting to have. When we are grateful, we are positive. We say, thank you for this person in my life. Thank you for the effect that they have in blessing me with their presence. That energy expands out to touch them, to touch yourself, to enliven your heart center. This feeling, this emotion, raises our vibration and allows us to think clearly that this person is changing our lives, creating a more positive environment for us to live in. Therefore, our gratitude expands and enriches our lives. So let us take a moment and focus on our feelings of gratitude through a moment of silence. Gratitude is a powerful tool to help us remain positive. When we are grateful for another, it is challenging to be judgmental, for we are being grateful for their presence in our lives. Through our gratitude, we accept them exactly as they are. They are perfect, whole, and complete. We are grateful and non-judgmental. Through our non-judgment of one, we can accept others. Through our gratitude for one person, we can be grateful for others. It can have a spiraling effect. Allow your gratitude to replace judgments. Find something that you can be grateful for, an attribute, a task, a gift from this person. Perhaps it's a coworker, and perhaps at times their behavior has been less than stellar. But in that last project, they were helpful. They helped completing the project on time. Pick that attribute, helpful, and be grateful for your coworker's help. And focus on the positive. Be grateful for the positive. And allow those negative judgments to fall away simply by focusing on the positive, on the gratitude. We help to clear those unwanted and unnecessary thoughts in our mind, those unproductive energy wasting, time wasting thoughts and feelings. Simply by focusing on the gratitude, we become more positive and productive as we free our mind from that useless worry, useless judgments. So when we start to be grateful, it can be challenging at first to find gratitude for that individual who cut you off in traffic. You can be grateful that they are now in front of you and you can see where they are rather than behind you and having to consider that they might drive through your rear bumper. A simple thought of gratitude rather than a judgment. So, take time in a moment of silence to find gratitude for someone in your life. Yes, we can use gratitude to remain positive. We can use gratitude to help us achieve our goals for being grateful in advance of achieving our goals. Perhaps your goal is to win that contract at work, or to win over the affection of your loved one, of the girl, of the man, of the woman, of your dreams. We can be grateful in advance for having achieved our goals, keeping our mind focused on the positive, clearing away those doubts, worries, or concerns, but just focusing on the feeling, having achieved our goal, focusing on the success of our accomplishment, focusing on our gratitude for having worked hard and achieved well. By focusing in advance, focusing in the future, we affect the present moment by clearing away that doubt, that worry, and remaining positive. This can work for any goal in your life, from the personal to the career to the relational, whatever area of your life. Apply gratitude and watch it expand and grow. Apply gratitude to help your mind be clear of negative worry, doubt, and concern. Allow your gratitude to lead your way to achieving your heart's desires. So through a moment of silence, focus on your goal and feel the gratitude for your success. Being grateful now for taking this time to commune deeper with your soul, to explore gratitude in your thinking, to have explored how gratitude can replace judgment and worry, to explore how gratitude can help us to focus on achieving our goals, to allow our gratitude to enrich our lives and others. Be grateful for taking time for yourself to join, to enrich, to enhance your life through gratitude. So as we bring this time of meditation to a close, bring back with you all those positive attributes. Know that you can return to this place of gratitude at any time throughout your day, simply by turning away from your thinking process, from your mind, and bring your attention down into your heart center, allowing those feelings of gratitude to expand and grow. So as we begin to become more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic, becoming more outwardly oriented, ready to approach our day with gratitude, love, and peace. So when you're ready, gently open your eyes with gratitude on your heart and a smile on your face. I'm grateful for sharing this gratitude meditation with you today. You can find us on the web at The Achievement Process, our sister site, which we share with Believe in Gratitude. Find us on the Facebook at The Grateful Universe, or at Bodhi the Big Dog. She gives daily offerings of gratitude on our Facebook page. We offer focus points emails to keep you focused on gratitude on the theme for the week. You can sign up for those at The Achievement Process. We're about creating positive ways to have a grateful day. So live your life in gratitude. As Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are. Thank you, and have a grateful day.